and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement
because
of the kingdom.
Faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavenlies.
1 Samuel chapter 10, I want to tidy up this stuff. This is Saul, the first king of Israel. He began with a prophetic encounter. As you talk about the man, you must not miss. There are four of them I want to make reference to right now. First is the prophet God sends to your life. You cannot be an Abraham and be your own Melchizedek. Be careful about that. You should know who answers to you and who you answer to. It has nothing to do with age. Your savior might be 30 and you are 90 and he's still your savior. You should know who God sent to your life. If you ever play with that, that is the beginning of your downfall. That's what brought Saul down. It's this same Samuel that started him on the path of destiny that brought him down. When he mismanaged that relationship and tore the man's mantle. Because it is when correction is brought to you that we know who you are. It's not the days when they are prophesying to you, you'll be king, you'll be this. Oh, God is going to bless. It's the day you are rebuked. You saw the day David was rebuked for sleeping with somebody's wife. He fell on his face. That's a king that cannot go down. Because he that is down needs fear no fall. But when they rebuke Saul, it is at that moment, I'll leave the church. Leave the church now. Leave. Arrogant people that will not lend their place in the kingdom. If they join your court, you see how they obey order and keep ranks. When you meet the grandmaster, they don't care your age. They come in the church of God and insult the church of Jesus Christ. Fat necks that are meant for destruction, that have not learned their lesson. The trials you have gone through, you haven't learned anything from it. The first is the prophet. Who helps set your destiny on course. You place high value on the words. Now you can have so many preachers in your life. So many instructors. The Bible says, but you should know who God has placed in your life. There are usually not more than one. You should know who. We can have 10,000 instructors, mentors, teachers, books we read, courses we attend. You don't have many fathers. If you are sincere, the way the Holy Ghost bears witness with your spirit, that you are the Son of God, that Jesus is your, that's how he bears witness when you meet. He lets you know you have found your place. But Prophet Samuel was wise enough to know that even though I'm in this man's life, there are other people he will need if he's going to become a king, if he's going to become a successful king. The prophet, spiritual father, sets the foundation. But foundation does not mean you already have roof. That I have foundation doesn't mean I have windows. There are other things. You might still need to go for courses. You might still need to go for... So he told him, when you leave me after this prophetic conference, you are here to have a prophetic encounter. But after here, there are three major things that are going to happen in 2012. And they will keep showing up. These are the men you must not miss. If you learn to discern and recognize them, you will get to your destination. You will get to your throne. Listen to me. I'm bringing you a word from the Lord. We have poured oil on your head. You have received fire, but you still need Jonathan. You have had an encounter with Angel Gabriel. You have had encounter with the Holy Ghost, but you still need Elizabeth.
Even Jesus, you have received, sent by the Father, born of the Spirit, you still need John the Baptist. I know Moses, you have had an encounter with the burning bush, you still need an Aaron. The day God conceived your destiny, he conceived a number of other people and put them at a strategic location in your journey. And then the power of destiny, once you activate it, the prayer and the anointing of the Holy Ghost activates it, it will hook you, it will finally pull you, it will arrange the two paths that you people will meet. The question is what you do when you meet. You might not know. You might be a quick person living in the flesh. You just abuse that opportunity and go. And some opportunities come once in a lifetime. There are some doors that don't open twice. You miss it, it's forever. For example, your death, you will not going to have that day. It is appointed unto man once to die. For example, the day of the rapture. But then in life, there are opportunities like that. You miss it, it's life, you are finished. There are some that come every 10, 15 years. You miss it, you have to wait up to 10 years, a decade, before you get an opportunity again. First Samuel chapter 10. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be commander over his inheritance? I know you have a calling, but it takes somebody in power to put you in power. I don't care who you are. He said God is the one that did it. It's a lie. He used somebody to do it. You must recognize that power, because that is where foundation is found. The day the devil enter your head and shake you like Judas to go and betray your own foundation, that's the day he has buried you. You know, the day Samuel went to dethrone the same man he enthroned, he said, the Lord sent me to anoint you king. But now, in those days, he said, when you were little in your own eyes, I made you king. In those days, you used to be humble. Now, you have become a big man. Nobody can talk to you. He said, now God has found for himself a man after his heart. The oil has shifted, and an evil spirit come upon the man that used to be anointed. Don't care who you are. When you depart from me today, verse 2, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin Azazah. They will say to you, the donkey which you went to look for has been found. Now your father has stopped caring about the donkey. He's worried about you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Where, what has happened to him and all of that? Here is the first encounter that is going to happen. When you leave this year's conference, you are going to meet that man or a team of people that are agents of direction, that are agents of information. You see, just because you are in a ministry that teaches all kinds, doesn't mean every information you need to be successful in life is in the church. There might still be some trainings you need to go for. Be sensitive. There might be some strategy books at every juncture in my life. When I'm asking certain questions, God brings people or certain books or certain exposure that gives me that information. Sometimes information is the difference between moving forward and moving backward. Information is power. Knowledge is power. Having an anointing is not enough. You need information. You need to be equipped. And in this particular case, what drove him in search was that there was a missing donkey from their family. Their business was having problems. Some animals got lost and they went to the prophet to help direct them where they will find him. And the prophet, instead of showing him where the donkey is, showed him where his destiny is. He said, you are looking for the missing donkey. You should have been looking for your missing destiny. You have been roaming about a farmer where you are a king. You have been living all these years working when you are a pastor. You have been living all these years not knowing your purpose and your calling. So he helped restore him to his destiny. He said, but where you leave me, God now is going to arrange
certain strategic relationships, prophetic relationship on your part, as part of the experience of having had a prophetic encounter, that there are people, you don't just come and Samuel anoint you a king as David, that all you will travel and go and fall on Jonathan, because you need Jonathan to survive Saul. That all you will go there and hook Jonathan and make him like you, he will not be able to explain why.
He said, you will meet them. They will give you the strategic information that changes everything. So you stop wasting, roaming up and down, say you are searching for something. Because one information can be the end of your quest and you are searching. Just one. They will give you that information. Agents of direction, agents of information. Sometimes it's mentorship. Agents, they will provide certain steps that will help you get to where you are. Lift up your hands. Father, by the power that put invested in me as your servant. Some of these people are not where they should be yet because there are certain things they don't know. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we program the agents of information, the agents of direction, the agents of mentorship that will catapult them to their next level. As you leave this place, by the mystery that governs the heavens and everything on earth, those men will be positioned in your direction. And they will not hide information. They will be free to release it. In your office, they will release it. In your career, they will release it. In government, they will release it. The secret information that will give you the additional edge, the cutting edge, they will give it to you. I remember a guy that was going for interview, but God has prophetically, through, he went to Ito, and God used that opportunity to arrange a person. He met him there, paid the person's meal, paid for the meal, and didn't know. They gisted about other things and exchanged. The guy was going through the list of people who are going to come for interview on Tuesday, and saw a name that looks like, he called him, he said, I saw somebody's name that looked like, do you have a brother or sister that is a guy? Say, it's me. Sir, are you unemployed? Say, yes. He said, you? And he looked so, come and see me. He came in the evening. He sat him down for about an hour, 30 minutes. Gave him some. He said, these are the kind of things, this is what they expect. I will sit in the board. Don't expect me to start giving you answer there because the other people are there. But this is what, and all that. Just follow it this way, and you already have it. And that is it. He came the next day and collected a job. That guy sat in the interviewing panel and was distracting the other interview panel by making them chat with him. Because sometimes they do it. You come for interview, they are chatting. They are making you maybe start talking about your relationship. Or don't be fooled. They are already interviewing you. Don't be fooled. You are waiting for when they will ask you quadratic equation, whatever. They are already interviewing you. They are checking your social. They are checking some things. They ask some questions, play about, one might even say something about his own wife, and then they want you to read, that's my wife. My wife is a fool. Oh. They already know this guy is a fool. Say you work in equipment in church, they say, equipment department, that place can be troublesome. You know all these things, and sometimes church will end. Other people, instead of even helping you, they will leave you there to be carrying all that. I'm sure that kind of thing get to, you say, yes, so, our church, the people are mean, you have already failed the interview. Because that's the same mean spirit you carry is what you're going to carry into the company. Number two, as you leave the agents of direction, verse 3, you shall go forward, and there shall you will come to Terebet, the tree of Tabor, and there are three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you. One carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a skin of wine, and they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive from their hand. There are gifts you must not refuse. There are opportunities you must not refuse. I also know there are gifts you shouldn't take. When you also know how to discern the viper and the traps the enemy said, you will know what I'm talking about. These are agents of provision. Personal This is one of the things I had to learn. Everybody is not there to help you with financial problems. Some are to solve intellectual problems. You have to know what each relationship carries and put it there. Because when you start demanding from people what they don't carry, that's when we cause problems in relationships. There are some people God sent, they are defense. You might not see them give you money. They might not. But this group is agents of what? Provision. They link you to the world, businesses that you've been looking for, opportunities you've been crying for. They just, and some of them, sometimes they carry it, it's simply in their hand. It's not anything for them. But they give it to a young David that is starting, it changes the man's life. If you live in a place like Abuja, where you say it's center of power, where everything is distributed from, you can live there and die in misery. Unless you understand prophetic destiny. I pray I'll be able to get to the point where we'll also show you how, by the mystery of the wind, you can program some of these things. You don't wake up in the morning and just live your day, anything you like, it carries to you. No, my friend. Agents of provision. I've been looking for that contract. There's somebody who will greet you. He will just like you. You will know if the wind of favor. There is different types of wind. Yesterday I talked about wind, romantic wind or wind of love. We read about the wind of judgment. There are wind of favor. It just goes forth by a prophetic decree. And all it goes is just make the day bright for you. Make the weather clear. Make people like you. Make them want to help you. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Let's do something. You're going to speak. Every evil wind that has been blowing around you, people don't like you. Everywhere you go, doors close. Command that wind to be blown off course. Let it find another direction. You, from this year, you are entering. You are going to walk in double favor, in double glory, in double honor, in double glory. Every shame must be wiped out. Every ill wind, every evil wind, we command it now to take another direction. I redirect you in the name of Jesus out of the life of the saints. In Jesus' name. Hey, stand up on your feet just for a few minutes. You're going to release the wind of favor. Oh, south wind. Come, oh, north wind. Go forth now and find me agents of provision. Men that will help me with the financial issues that I'm tackling with. Go forth in the name of Jesus. Agents of provision. We release it by the prophetic hand of God. Karaboke Hibalush Kandi Kalikias. Fapatusha Hila Casa. Yes, okay. Sarakatash, Sarakatash, Sarakatash. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. I release by the power of the Holy Ghost. Eyes that can see, eyes that can discern. Ear that can hear, and hearts that can perceive. When you come to your prophetic junction,
you will not miss your destiny. When you come to your prophetic encounters, you will not miss your moments. In the name of Jesus Christ, from this moment now, a spirit of discernment will come upon you to be able to discern men, to know what each relationship is sent to your life to do. You will be able to recognize your Elizabeth. You will be able to recognize the different agents that God sent in your direction. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release the wind of favor in your life. Oh, we release the wind of favor in your direction. It will blow ceaselessly till the purpose of God for your life is done. Thank you, Lord. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. You are the reason I live. Songs of Solomon chapter 4 verse 16. You are the one.
You're the one for me. You're the one for me.
You are the reason I live.
You are the reason I live. You're the one for me. You're the one for me. You're the one for me.
What should I bear?
What should I feel when I have you surrounded by your love, your everlasting love? What should I feel? What will be say?
Praise. Hallelujah. Now, I want to show you this one more time. Awaken, not wait. Come.
you shout. Let's understand the mystery that the Jews know. I wish we have more time. No problem. We have a decade to solve this problem. We are living in the last days. We have to be trained in the art of war. Awake, O north wind. Come, you south wind. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. When you say spices, it's the good aroma. It's not something that is carrying the bad report of you to people. Somebody wants to come and marry. He hears one bad thing. If that kind of thing has been happening, somebody is going around telling stories. And so nobody in your family, speak to the south wind. Speak to the north wind. Tell it to go and carry good reports. Carry good, because perception is stronger than reality. You may be a good girl, but that's what people are seeing. Even people who pastor churches. You have to sometimes release this into the city. Carry that the spices thereof may flow. There are good things in me. There are good qualities in me. Why is it that they are not discovering that one? Oh, south wind, carry it. Oh, north wind, come and carry it. And let my beloved come into his garden and enjoy what has been prepared. All these things God has built in you is for somebody to enjoy it. Marriage is not to be endured, it's to be enjoyed. The same thing with relationships. God did not develop you and whatever, beautiful, nobody is showing, looking. Lift your hand again. Say, for now, I cannot be disadvantaged. Because I'm the king's daughter. I'm the king's son. I am a prince. Oh, I'm a princess. Give the Lord praise. Give him praise. Pasuche, this lady called the Shunammite used the mystery of north wind to catch Solomon. Do you know what shocked me? Solomon had up to 1,000 women. The moment the Shunammite that understands the mystery of keeping a man in love with you, what is called fascinating womanhood, Solomon remained loyal, true to this woman till he died. All those his womanizing eye cleared. What is he still looking for? There is enough spices and garden prepared to enjoy. I don't know, for you, one program in a year I cannot miss. It's better for me to miss everything. It's prophetic conference, because I don't care what the devil is. If I, once that, you know, the prophetic oil is God handing to men the power he uses to govern the universe. Have you seen how prophets operate in the Bible? It's what he uses to govern the universe. The Bible said that every creation is governed by his word. They were created by his word, and it is with his word that he upholds creation. That's what you order here. You can order anything with your mouth. Alakuba, hi, alala, Cicero Potters. Okay, there's one more group you are to meet, and we'll close that chapter. Samuel said, when you now leave me, you meet those who will provide you some more information, coaching, mentorship, other things you need, books that will help sharpen you for your destiny. Don't stop taking courses because you are anointed. Because you have a Samuel over your life. Then God is going to link you up to people who will become beneficial to you financially. Their own is not solving intellectual problems, it's solving financial problems, help open doors, contract, you know, business links and all kinds of stuff, get you jobs and all that. All the doors you need to open, men are the key. Relationships are the key. When the buttons are pressed in the unseen world, it falls on men to operate it. When a prophetic word has been declared in the unseen, the Bible said that the word of the Lord according to Elijah will come to pass. The hand of God comes on Jehu. so that Jezebel will be executed. That's how it works. But after the agents of provision, verse 5, you will come to the hill of God where the Philistine garrison is. And it will happen that when you have come there to the city, you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a string instrument, tambourines, flutes, harps before them, and they will begin prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. You started by meeting a Samuel who operates in the office, but now some other things are going to happen that will activate that oil that you are carrying. These are agents of spiritual activation. Let me tell you something. People carry gifts sometimes for years before they step into the manifestation. The reason is simple. Many a time, if you meet a great man of God, there is this intimidating thing when you leave, as if, am I sure? How can God use me like him? So what God does, that he arranges a team of brothers who are functioning. He arranges a team of other people who are at your level, who are functioning. They are agents of activating your own potential. You see, first group solves intellectual problems. Second group solves financial problems, physical problems. This third group is to solve a spiritual problem. Because you see, meeting a prophet is one thing. Learning to prophesy is another thing. The oil is in you. It is now time for you to learn to use it. So, he will release, create opportunities for you to meet such people. Some is their testimonies you're going to hear. Some, they will create relationship where you come close and see things happening. And that is the step is needed to take, shoot you up to your own place. T.L. Osborne said, he went to India, demons there killed, wiped out his family, except Daisy that survived, the only daughter, the sons and all of. He came back, he couldn't win anybody. The place was, he came back defeated. And they were now hopeless, wondering, is this all ministry has for? And then a man came to their city to preach. In those days, it was William Branham. And God said, you have to go. You have read Acts of Apostles, what Jesus was doing in the Bible. It looks far. I want to show you Acts of Apostles in the now. So you can see what I'm doing in a man. When you see it, you now know what I want to do in you. He said he sat there and was watching miracles. And he said, it got to a point that he was no more in the service. All he was hearing, you can do it. You can do it. It's agents of activation. They may not commission you in ministry, but they help you gain the boldness you need to step in. Just because you have a Moses does not mean you don't need a Caleb as a Joshua. Just because you have Jesus as Peter does not mean you don't need John. I notice that every time Peter is about to do one dangerous miracle, he says, I'm Peter standing with John. The mistake Elijah made at the beginning stage of his ministry is that I was the only one. They've killed all the prophets. I'm the only one left. God said, that's why you're suffering like this. He said, if you think like that, I want you to know. Go, you need a new encounter. Go to Horeb. I'm going to open your eyes. There are some new things you need to learn. After he had had that encounter, God said, as you live here, go and anoint Elisha to be prophet in your stead. Anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. We don't need vote when we want to prepare kings into office. You anoint them in the secret. The cosmos reveals it in the open. I anoint Hazael. Anoint Jehu to be king over Israel. He said, these three, we kill the giant Jezebel that you are running away from. Then he said, but I also have an information for you. I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed to Baal and whose mouth have not kissed him. Elijah did not know that there were a group of prophets hiding in caves. And God gave them the man they must not miss. It was a man that was in the palace. He had access to food. There was famine. He had access to the king, but he was a godly man. He went and hid God's prophet and was using government money to sustain them in their different places they were hiding. In these last days, we will need all of these things to be functioning. The days that are coming in future is going to get dark. But men that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The kind of anointing we need to function in this last hour is not just the believers of anointing, civilian anointing. No, my friends. You have to have that prophetia resting on you. You have to have it. You have to have that kingly oil resting on you. You have to have that priestly mantle on you. So that when you meet the junction where you don't know what to do, you put your hands in your priestly whatever and bring out your urine and Thummim and throw it. And it will show you the direction to go. Because when the prophetic comes, it doesn't only come to enable you to prophesy. It comes to open your eyes to see. Open your ear to hear. You become the type of king that Philistines cannot trap. That's why they used to anoint kings. After you're a king, go and start, go to government house and start doing your stuff. No. You need anointing. You need an anointing for every field of life. The Lord told me as I was beginning ministry, he said, recognize certain relationships I say your way by checking what they do to the anointing you carry. He said, you have to recognize those that activate your potential, that activate your mind, that activate your unction. And you should also know the wet blankets the enemy sent that kill what are placed to you. Stay away from them. Be nice to everybody, but stay away from them. Or you abort your pregnancy before you get to delivery time. Lift up your hands. Say, Holy Ghost, by the prophetic anointing, connect me with prophetic relationships. Connect me with covenant brothers. Connect me with agents of activation. Iron sharpens iron. Link me up with iron. Fire ignites fire. Link me up with men who are carrying fire. Amen. 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 I prophesy to you in this 2012, you are stepping into, and in the journey that is ahead, God is going to give you wise virgins whose lamps are aflame with fire. God is going to surround you with agents of activation. When you get confused, I don't know what to do, they will say one thing that will charge the oil in you, and you will wake up and respond. You know, some time ago, the Lord was talking to me about turning the other cheek. So when they slap you on this cheek, turn the other cheek. So I said to him, what exactly is that? He said, you think I mean allow people to be slapping you up and down? He said, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. He said, if people slap you, react to them from the spirit, not from the flesh. When circumstances come against you, don't react in the natural. Take care of your sin first. That's what I'm saying. Everyone said, turn the other cheek. You have the natural you that will normally get angry and mess up things or react in the flesh and make things worse. You have the inward you, the recreated human spirit. Tell your friend, learn to react with faith. Learn to react with love. Tell him, learn to react in prayer. Tell him, whosoever wins spiritually wins physically. You are getting the message. You are getting the message. So there are circumstances that will come, the flesh will rise. And when the flesh rises, it makes everything hopeless. We are finished, so we are all that. You need people who will remind you of who you are. You need people who activate the oil that you carry. Because you see, until the anointing is released, battles are not won. It's like when a man of God is broke and is sometimes some people don't condescend to the flesh, going about, please, Cholum, knocking on doors. No. You will see a native doctor knocking on people's door begging for money. He will go back to his desk and bring his stuff and do it and blow it into the air. Of course, Balogun that got converted to Christianity that was into this thing. He said even if there were no problem in the city, that thing will go and create one problem so they will come and bring what we are looking for. He said he won't go more than a few hours after we have released it, they will see carrying people. When a pastor has need, resort back to the anointing. There are people with needs. Resort, that is it. He said we are poor, but we make men rich. Go and make somebody rich. Go and get somebody healed. Go and get somebody activated. What then happens? There will be an exchange too, financially. He said if we solve spiritual problem, is it a big deal if you give us material things? But sometimes at such moments, you react in the flesh. No, that's the time to turn the other cheek. Don't react in the flesh to Satan. React in the spirit. The scripture on spiritual warfare said, be strong in the Lord and what? In the power of his might. What I've discovered is that after you have cleaned up the unseen realm, if you now need to deal with human beings, you now go and start talking, they become another person. Because what is behind that is controlling them has been taken care of. You get a better result. But usually you react in the flesh, you fall into the trap. Escalation, conflict escalates. You pour fuel into fire, the whole house is burned down. It happens in marriages, it happens in everything.
Have you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogweli. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879, 0803-435-7959, 0803-590-9900.